Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. A provision that would impose the death penalty for some gays is likely to be removed from proposed Ugandan legislation following opposition from Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni, who has told colleagues that he believes the bill is too harsh and has encouraged his ruling National Resistance Movement Party to overturn the death sentence provision, which would apply to sexually active gays living with HIV or in cases of same-sex rape. The proposed bill, though, says anyone convicted of a homosexual act would face life imprisonment, and it is unclear whether Museveni supports that provision or not. Gay rights activists say the bill promotes hatred and could set back efforts to combat HIV/AIDS in East Africa. Protests already have been held in London, New York, and Washington against the legislation. Ruling party spokeswoman Mary Karoo Okurut said that she also agrees with the president that some punishments in the bill should be dropped, but she says she will still push for a modified version of the bill when it comes to parliament in late February or early March. Frank Mugisha, leader of Sex Minorities Uganda, said the gay rights group will campaign for and support President Museveni in the 2011 polls because of his opposition to the bill's harsher provisions. The group said that it has received a growing number of complaints of harassment from gays and lesbians across the country since the legislation was first proposed. Julian Pepe, the group's program coordinator, said she was chased by a crowd of angry people while trying to leave a supermarket on Christmas Eve in Kampala. The measure was proposed in Uganda following a visit by leaders of U.S. conservative Christian ministries that promote therapy for gays to become heterosexual. However, at least one of those leaders has denounced the bill, as have some other conservative as well as liberal Christians in the United States. The Catholic Church in Uganda has said it supports the bill, but not the death penalty provision. But a group of non-traditional churches has accused Museveni of siding with gays and maintains that the Bible supports killing gays. The churches accuse the president of bowing to pressure from Uganda's many international donors. There's a new web address where you can download or subscribe to the podcast version of Out Front. Just point your browser to budurl.com/outfront. That's budurl.com/outfront. @baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.